website, and you're listening to The Music Show. This is music by Antonio Salieri. The actor Michael Sheen is in Australia to take on the role of Salieri in Peter Shaffer's play Amadeus, the fictionalised account of young Mozart's relationship with the bitter old court composer. Salieri's driven to obsession by Mozart's glorious music, and he tries to destroy Mozart's reputation and career in response. Both Mozart and Salieri are big roles for any actor to play lots of words. And for Michael Sheen, he can tell us about them both because he played Mozart 23 years ago in London. He's going to be talking to Michael Cathcart on the stage show this week, but we asked him if he could tell us how listening to Salieri's music is helping him understand the character.
I was surprised by how good it was because I think, you know, the narrative of the play is such that you kind of... he's mediocre, and his own sense of mediocrity next to the genius of Mozart, and he's made fun of in it by Mozart about this sort of very pedestrian little march that he writes. And so I suppose I came to it, I don't know what I was expecting really, but I suppose I was expecting something that would be like, oh God, this is terrible. Of course it's not, it's very good. He was an incredibly influential musician, and you know, particularly through his operas and stuff like that. So listening to it, it's very pleasant and enjoyable. Up to a point, and then you listen to Mozart and you go, ah, yes, right, okay. But nevertheless, I suppose I was struck by that. And of course, the play wouldn't really work if he was not very good. The point is that he is good and he is very successful in his time, but he's not a genius. Like, he's not feeling like God is being channeled through him, and that he feels, rightly or wrongly, that Mozart is the voice of God through the music, something divine, something transcendent and beyond what he can do, and that he feels the upper limit of what is available to him, and he interprets that as being mediocre. So it's about his own subjective sense, I suppose, of any artist. I mean, that's sort of what the play is about, or any person, that no matter what your accomplishments are, no matter what other people think of what you're doing, if your work, what you're striving towards isn't meaningful to you and doesn't somehow answer... Particularly, I think, I mean, it's become very clear to me in the play that how important his sense of himself at 10 years old was, and who he hoped to be, what he hoped to achieve, and what he was full of at that point. And that in the play, by the end, he says, I destroyed that 10-year-old. That's what's happened. So you see a man kind of committing long suicide, using Mozart as the suicide weapon. Listening to Mozart is, I mean, aside from the play, obviously, it's, I suppose, because the narrative around Mozart, particularly since this play came out, I suppose, in the, what was it, late 70s, sort of reinforced the idea, Mozart is this genius, and, you know, and yet as a personality, he was nothing like what you'd expect someone producing that kind of work would be like. So it's very hard to get away from that narrative now. But his music is... My sort of take on it when I played Mozart was that he is a vessel, that he, in the same way as I think someone who is able to produce the kind of work, kind of instinctive genius, it seems, of someone like a Shakespeare or a Mozart, is about kind of getting out of the way, in a way, and allowing things to come through in a kind of stream of consciousness, almost. There's so much in it that I'm not sure how much you're consciously in control of that and how much... I mean, there's technique and there's technical ability, and the technical ability is sort of like the midwife, and what comes through, what the midwife actually delivers, is just something else. It's coming from somewhere else and bringing new things into the world, and then that becomes so massively influential and connects with so many people. And still, you know, every time I listen to the Requiem or the Mass or you know, all kinds of things, I mean, working on this piece now with Salieri and doing the scene where he hears the Serenade for Woodwinds for the first time. I mean, I do that, and it's very hard not to... I mean, even now, talking about it, it sort of almost brings me to tears, the kind of beauty of that and the way, the brilliant way that Schaffer has kind of written that encounter with that Salieri has. In the play, he says, I heard it from the other room. He's just been, without Mozart knowing, Salieri has sort of overheard a scene between him and his wife that is just sort of obscene and ridiculous, and then they go, and then this music comes from the other room. And the idea that it comes from the other room, I feel like, is so perfect, because for Salieri, it's coming from another world outside of his experience, and these sounds are coming in. And as he says to his God, what is this? What is this? What is this sound? What is this need in the sound? And I think I still have that experience with Mozart's music, that it feels like messages from another world.
Mozart's grandpa, Tita, and that was Michael Sheen. You can hear a longer interview with Michael Sheen on The Stage Show this week. And Peter Schaffer's Amadeus opens at the Sydney Opera House at the end of the month. You're listening to The Music Show.